Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. It is Monday, January 20th. This is 2020. I had too many 20s in a row. I had to do it. I couldn't resist. I am your host, Kelly Gamott. With me today, I have two exceptional panelists to talk to us about exceptional topics. I have Andrew Orr with me today. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, this weekend went by too fast.
It did. I'm with you on that. For some people who are still having a weekend, I wish to you a happy MLK Day. If you are using it as a day of service, then awesome for you. Also with me today, because he is not out volunteering somewhere else, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, and yes, the weekend gone way too fast. way too fast.
I liked the dramatic reenactment of your weekend there in a second and a half. That was great. So first off, I want to start with the viewer mailbag, listener mailbag. Nobody's a viewer and it's not really a mailbag. But anyway, there were some people who availed themselves of the option to email observations@macobserver.com and talk to us after we did the show last week, where I said that having a computer that didn't have MagSafe gave me a lot of anxiety. And I would like to thank John and Mike and Mr. Oddball, who all emailed in and said, "No, Kelly, it's cool. Here's a USB-C thing that you put in a USB-C port that basically turns that port into a MagSafe majigger." Started to get all technical on everybody. And then you still have MagSafe, even, you know, going forward with your shiny new computer. So there were a few of those. I will post a link to one in the show notes. I don't remember who it was who said it. I think it was John. And actually wrote in and said, "This is the one I actually use. Now go buy a new computer." So thank you, John, for recommending one to me. I will make sure there's a link to that. And I appreciate all of you writing in and helping me ease my anxiety about this, because it's actually a thing that I didn't think was going to bother me as much as it did until we started talking about it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is a thing I would really, really, really hate to give up. So thanks, everyone. If you have opinions on the show, or if you have a hot tip for us that you want to share, you can always email observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave a comment in the show notes. Now, I want to talk about, well, I say I want to talk about, but I think really it's Andrew who wants to talk about a game called Undead Horde.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought this game was pretty cool. Like, I personally think necromancers in general are cool, because what's not cool about trafficking in corpses and embracing the dead?
Okay.
Andrew, we're going to have to schedule you some time with HR later.
Please, go ahead. I don't think HR can help with this one, Brian. We need professional help. I think we need an old priest and a young priest.
Exit interview.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Well, that escalated quickly. So, Andrew, talk to us about trafficking in corpses.
Yeah, I mean, understandably, necromancers in popular fiction and games, they're usually the bad guys. Now, I mean, because they're bad guys, you can't usually play as one in video games.
That's true.
Like, besides this game, the only other game that I have a necro as a character is Diablo 3.
Okay.
But I think this game is very unique because, like I said, you're playing as a necromancer. I've only been playing it for maybe a day. I just discovered this game.
Okay.
So kind of the backstory that I've figured out is, your character, the necromancer, it kind of sounded like he, you know, ruled the land, conquered the world as bad guys usually do. But then he was ultimately defeated by this paladin. And for non-gamers, the paladins are usually always the good guys. They're holy knights, basically.
Okay.
And so this paladin locked you away for, it sounds like, centuries. But when you first power up the game, there's the scene where the necromancer gets to escape. And so, once again, you have to plan to take over the world again. And you do that by going around to different areas with your undead army, killing all the living people, and then raising them up as your minions. And you just keep doing that. Like, there's kind of this quest line that you follow.
Okay.
And so, I think it's a pretty unique game just because of that.
What kind of gameplay is it?
It's basically an RPG. Okay. It's not really one of those, like, I don't know what you call it. Like, it's not a free-form RPG. Like, there is a set kind of quest path that you have to follow. But I think it's still pretty cool.
So, I mean, are you casting spells and fighting? Are you, is it story interaction?
Yeah, so it's like part story, part regular action. You do go into the fights yourself, and you have a weapon that you can upgrade and get different magical items, cast spells. But now, then I'm guessing, there are also, like, you have to rescue certain characters and defeat a boss.
Okay.
More than one boss, so it's kind of like that.
So I'm guessing you're doing this on your iPad then, Andrew?
iPad and iPhone.
Oh, okay.
Both. You must really like it. Are you doing both at the same time?
No. But thankfully there is, unlike Stardew Valley, cough cough, it does actually sync between your devices.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Okay.
A really nice feature of the game to me is there are no what's called in-app microtransactions.
Oh, hooray.
So you play the game, it's $6, which seems maybe a little bit pricey, but there's no ads, there's no, like, gems or coins that you have to buy to continue playing. It's just you pay once, and then you play like a traditional game.
Well, as Brian and I can tell you, at least I'm guessing Brian can tell you, $6 for all you can play sounds like a really good deal for arcade kids like you and I.
Yeah.
This is an arcade game.
No.
I'm talking about feeding quarters to a machine, Brian.
Oh yeah. I might have done that a time or two.
Yeah. So $6 is easily a steal for people who have spent time in arcades. It sounds interesting, if nothing else. I can give you that for sure. And you said it's iOS, so iPhone and iPad. Mm-hmm. And it will sync on both of them, so you kind of pick up where you left off wherever.
iPads run iPadOS, they don't run iOS.
Correct.
Right. So, Andrew, tell us a little bit more about that while I plan Brian's demise for just actualing me right here in the middle of the show. I'm kidding. But speaking of having...
I was deliberately like a, you know...
I know.
Okay, all right.
Speaking of having crushes on games, Brian, you have a crush on a new game. And I am both very happy and very sad that you told me about this.
Well, my game is completely different because my game, you're playing an undead Dark Lord.
Okay. Totally different.
So, yeah, completely different. So this is Kingdom Rush Vengeance.
Okay.
Tower defense game. I much recommend it on the iPad as opposed to iPhone, but yes, it is available natively on both.
Okay.
And Kingdom Rush is a tower defense game. This is a franchise they've done. I think this is the fourth or fifth one. Mm-hmm. I've played them all. I love this franchise. They make the tower defense thing fun. And so with the tower defense game, you've got a path where at least this is the way most quote unquote tower defense games works. Mm-hmm. You have a path where bad guys come marching along and you build towers that help defend you. And those towers and of course the bad guys just come blithely marching along. And with Kingdom Rush, your goal is to keep them from any of them from making it to the end of the path and escaping off of the map. Mm-hmm. So the previous versions of this game have all put you in the role of the traditional good guys, elves and dwarves and humans, fighting the Dark Lord, whose name is, I believe, Vesnin. And sorry about the noise. And with this version of the game called Vengeance, Vesnin, who has been vanquished many times in previous games,
just ask Brian,
comes back. And now you're playing him and you're fighting the elves and dwarves and humans. So this this game is made by Ironhide. I've played another couple of their games too. I think that they are fantastic developers. They're fun. They've got a sense of humor. They do a great job of giving you achievements to meet, mm-hmm. and they also do a really good job of making various difficulty levels.
Yes.
So, like the casual, to me, the casual is just crazy easy. But there's a casual, there's a normal, and then there's a, I think it's a hardcore. They might use actually a different term. I no longer even see it. I just tap it. And then there's usually some kind of special level on maps. There are heroes that will fight for you that are very, very different from one another. Some of them you get for free, some of them you can buy. This is a $4.99 game. You don't have to buy anything, but they do offer in app purchases for getting more gems, and of course you can buy the heroes. I usually end up buying a hero too, just to show extra support for this company, because I think they're fantastic developers. I have had between the various iterations of this game, I bet I've got hundreds of hours of delighted gameplay.
You must, because I know I have a lot of hours. I always thought tower defense was nice. Like, it's okay. Like, if it seems like it's interesting, like maybe I'll play it a little bit. And then someone, it may have been you, Brian, said you should check out Kingdom Rush, like the very first one. And that's when I found out they could be really fun, they could be really engaging, and like I would say I like tower defense games, but really I like playing Kingdom Rush in every iteration so far.
It's funny, I play an MMO called War and Order, which it's a time and money sink. Don't play it, kids.
Don't do it.
But they have these little games inside the game, but I don't know why. But they're actually fun, and one of them is a tower defense one. And quite frankly, I benefited from my Kingdom Rush experience in this other thing. This man, I love this genre. If you don't like tower defense games, you're probably not going to like it. But they just hit everything. Mm-hmm.
I think some of their other ones might be available less expensively too. So like, if you don't want to drop $5 on spec, maybe try one of the other ones. One of the things I really like about it is the style. Like, I think the animation is neat. I like how it looks, and it's easy to see, and it's easy to figure out like what's happening as it's happening. Yeah. So those are things that I have found really hard in other games.
Good job.
Yeah.
Of introducing you to the game.
Right. You don't have to know how to play. Like, oh, I'm not good at tower defense, or I've never played tower defense. It doesn't matter, because these are really fun. And like I said, I think some of the earlier ones are like a dollar or two, maybe. And I would recommend checking out a Kingdom Rush title if it sounds like it might be a fun little game that you can like sit down and play for a few minutes at a time. Because I do enjoy them very much, and I didn't think I was a tower defense fan, and it turns out I was just not playing the right one. And the right one is Kingdom Rush.
If you are a tower defense fiend, play this franchise in order.
Yes.
But you do not have to play it in order by any stretch of the imagination. Another thing, by the way, you mentioned liking the style. All the fighters are kids. And they address that. I mean, like in the very first game, something has happened to all the adults, and now it's up to the kids to save everything. Mm-hmm. But it turns out it stays up to the kids to save everything. So like all the character drawings are
spoiler alert.
Still kids. Young people, yeah.
Yeah, but it is very fun. It is a for me, it's a I'm gonna sit down and play for 3 minutes. Like, I have 10 or 15 minutes to just, you know, sit around a little bit. I'm gonna pull out Kingdom Rush and play some Kingdom Rush.
Most levels are completed within, 7 to 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially when you're first starting, that it doesn't take long. And I do like. You mentioned the achievements, and they do have some very nice levels on the achievements, so you're kind of always close to unlocking something. You know, you get a little reward for it or whatever.
A lot of Easter eggs too in the achievements.
Yeah,
like if you tap something, something might actually happen.
Oh yeah. Yeah, tap around.
It's just fun. Great developers, great game. New one. The new one is just as fun so far. I got it a few days ago.
I'll miss you
good
all.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. There aren't many like titles or franchises or anything like that on iOS that if you tell me there's a new one that I'm gonna be excited about. And there's basically two, because there's Kingdom Rush. Because I really like Kingdom Rush. I'm not great at it. I do not play extreme Kingdom Rush or whatever it is, you know, on the right-hand side. But I do really, really, really enjoy it. And it's that and The Room. If there's a new iteration of The Room, I'm there. And I will miss you all until I've conquered it. that's the other one I really like to play. Those are it. I'd like to know what games you all are playing on iOS. Definitely. We know what Brian and Andrew are up to when we're not recording. So let us know. Again, email us at observations@macobserver.com. You can catch us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. And, you know, while you're at it, let me tell you something else that, you know, Brian talked about, like winning things in Kingdom Rush. It's a good feeling. Another good feeling is paying off credit card interest, particularly when you have a higher balance. And what also is nice is getting a lower rate and saving money. You can refinance your credit card balances and save on all of them with credit card consolidation from Lightstream. You can get a loan rate as low as 5.95% with auto pay. It's way lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is usually over 20%. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. There's zero application fees, no origination fee, transaction fee, and there's no prepayment penalty. You can apply right on your phone. You might even get the money the same day you apply. Lightstream believes when you have good credit, you deserve a low rate and great service. So that's what they want to give you. Just for my listeners, if you apply now to get an additional interest rate discount, the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TDO. That's lightstream.com/TDO. You can get an additional discount on that loan. Lightstream.com/TDO, subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TDO for more information. Now, the other thing that we want to talk about a little bit is we have some tidbits of news from around the Apple Newsiverse. We have one thing that is interesting is after we've talked about, you know, we talked a lot about what does Apple think they're doing with their TV Plus strategy, and you know, all original stuff, and everybody sort of cast some doubt on it, and yet they managed to do something right, because Jennifer Aniston won a SAG Award this weekend, Screen Actors Guild Award, for her work on The Morning Show, which was interesting news, I think. How about you, Brian?
Yes, he said, slowly unmuting himself. it's the first of the... I mean, the biggest thing about it is simply that it's the first major award that an Apple TV Plus show has gotten.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and that was interesting, because I think some people thought there'd be a Golden Globe there, and there was not. So it is interesting to see that they are getting recognized, at least in some way. So that was good news.
Yeah, the big question will be if they're nominated for an Emmy Award. I mean, they were nominated for, so they, in this case being Apple TV Plus, right? Apple mm-hmm. Originals. They got a couple of Golden Globe nominations, but they didn't win anything.
Right.
And there was a lot made. I saw several headlines in the entertainment press about how, you know, Apple was snubbed, or, you know, Apple missed out, et cetera. So Apple has essentially, there's a phrase that I don't think is really appropriate to use. Apple has popped the cork on this bottle of Entertainment Awards. So it'll be interesting to see what happens later in the year as the Emmys get closer. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. That was the thing that I was curious about was as awards sort of started gearing up, what was going to be made of what Apple had put out so far, and if we were going to see anything, and particularly any nominations. I just wanted to start with nominations. Like, is anything going to get enough attention that it's going to rate some of these nomination lists? So that's interesting. We also have Samsung doing some interesting hiring. Excuse me. They've hired a new executive to lead the mobile division of Samsung. Andrew, have you seen anything else about this?
No. Charlotte was the one who covered this, but yes. This is the first time I've personally seen it. But yeah, it looks like Charlotte's take on it was this new executive could help lead Samsung's efforts to like properly challenge Apple again, because so far it seems like Apple is winning in the chip wars with their A series chips. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll see how Samsung handles this.
Apple dominates the high end of the market and tends to make most of the money in the smartphone market, and Samsung is consistently also ran, at least in my opinion, when it comes to the smartphones, even if they're the leader in the Android space. You know, I've often said that if you take Samsung out, someone else will replace them. Mm-hmm. Right? Samsung does not matter. And Samsung is obsessed with being considered to be equals with Apple, which they are not. Right. And it seems like, you don't shake up your business if everything is going swimmingly.
Right.
So it would seem like Samsung really wants to change something if they're going to make this kind of switch.
Yeah, and I wonder if that thing is coming up with their own stuff to be interesting and compete instead of trying to just make a Samsung flavor version of the thing Apple already did. That was sort of my take on it, was like, maybe this guy has his own ideas. That'd be revolutionary for Samsung. which just like you said, Brian, like this is it's a big change to change whoever it is at the top. And for that to be happening, obviously they're not happy with the direction they were going in. So maybe, there'll be something else interesting out of that. And I kind of hope there is. Like, I would very much like to see competition on the Android side with cool features or cool hardware or something. Besides, we made a phone that folds in half, lol. Like, you know, that's like one of the few things I've seen come out that was sort of interesting, and it ended up not really being all that interesting. So that was another piece of news that we have to talk about. Now, Andrew, you also had mentioned that Home Before Dark is coming and looks kind of interesting.
Yeah, I thought it sounded cool. It's a series called Home Before Dark on Apple TV Plus. It will premiere on April 3rd, and it's already been renewed for a second season. Ooh. And I think it sounds cool because it's based on this true story of this girl. Her name is Hilda Lisiak. Mm-hmm. When she was 11 years old, she started her own newspaper based on like the local happenings in her town. I think it was called Orange Street News. Mm-hmm. And then eventually she uncovered and helped break the news of this murder that happened on her own street. And so that's what this TV show is going to be based on. It's the story is a young girl. She moves from Brooklyn to a smaller town, and she uncovers this cold case that everyone in the town is trying to hide, including her own father.
Oh.
So it sounds like there's going to be some drama happening.
Woo.
Drama ensued.
Yeah, it tends to in that sort of situation. I'm interested in this. I remember reading about the original stories that happened. This little girl read a newspaper, and like, there's this thing that happened, and getting to the bottom of it. And I remember reading about it because it made news at the time when like in the aftermath of all of that. So I'm very interested to watch this as well. I think it'll be fun. That's going to do it for us today. But so I'm going to let you guys get back to your game. So, Andrew, thanks for joining us. Enjoy trafficking in corpses, because apparently that's your jam now.
Oh, I will.
I have no doubt. And Brian, thanks for being here. And I'll let you get back to Kingdom Rush now.
I was laughing because it's like you think I stopped playing.
Well,
because I'd hoped. I'm kidding.
Okay, you're just playing with the sound off. I get it.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for being here all the same.
Indeed. Thanks for having us. Good times.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. If you have games for us to check out, always let us know. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.